the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian Geis and Dan Strauss are here with me in the studio, and now you can join us by calling 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS if you want to play the Harris Challenge. The only rule that would disqualify you is if you have played in the last 60 days. Now, we haven't played the challenge in 14 days because we were preempted last Friday afternoon by the three-hour soccer pregame, and we'll be preempted again next Friday afternoon by the Mizzou game. It being Thanksgiving weekend, we were going to take that Friday off anyway. So here's your last chance in the month of November to play. As long as you have not played in the last 2 months, you're eligible to get in here now. And here's how the Harris Challenge works. We turn on the semi-random category computer, which has all the questions and categories inside. And they'll come spilling out here, and our contestants will get five questions in any of the categories that they choose, and then they will get point values for each of those questions, a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-pointer for a maximum of 15 points. But you don't have to get all the points to win. You just have to get more than half. And if you do, you get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
When are you going to bring in some donuts?
Next week.
No.
Oh, we're not on next week. Okay. I'll bring them in the week after that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I'll stop and get some more certificates, too. So I'll bring donuts. Oh, yeah. They have two locations. One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, we have movie passes from Landmark Theaters, which is Plaza Frontenac and the Tivoli, for a movie starring Meryl Streep and others called Suffragette.
Yes. Like in that David Bowie song, Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am.
Yeah.
Suffragette.
Suffragette. All right, we have those movie passes. Also, we have a Peroni's gift card. And Peroni's pizza is tremendous. I ate there just the other night.
Are you talking about the size or the taste?
The taste.
Okay.
The taste of Peroni's is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri.
O'Fallon.
At M&P. We also have from Family Nuts a certificate that would get you one free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can have your choice of those prizes, or if you get every question right for the full 15 points, we call that a clean sweep, and that gets you this bonus.
That's right. If you get the clean sweep, you'll win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
Okay, all the preliminaries out of the way. Let's meet our first contestant, and that's you, Jeremy. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is a unique thing in the broadcasting world where you, the consumer, can do your own commercial endorsement, or if you don't have one, suck up to the boss or shout out to the family.
No, not to the boss, but I will say it's Friday. I'm happy to be home. Got a beautiful wife, 3 kids, 2 dogs, and much like many of them before me, I'm hiding in the bathroom for some quiet.
Wow. That's a little echo going
it's
there.
It's the only place in the house she'll let you stay by yourself,
yes.
Right?
Let's hope so.
Yeah. All right, let's see what the categories are here. We've got Have You Been Paying Attention? That's our weekly most topical category. Or you can have category number 2. Which one was that? Or category number 3, Sports and Showbiz Week. Oh, another topical category. Which one would you like?
What was the last one?
Sports and Showbiz Week.
Have you been paying attention, please?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Jeremy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country did Muslim extremists kill 2 dozen people and take 170 hostage at a luxury hotel today?
France.
Mali. Which Republican presidential candidate withdrew from the race this week?
Pass.
Who was sentenced to more than 15 years in prison this week despite his attorney arguing that he deserved leniency because he developed a sex addiction to replace the food addiction that he had addressed by losing weight? Jared Fogle is correct. What kind of genetically modified food was given approval by the FDA for public sale this week? Salmon is right. Jonathan Pollard was released from prison today after serving 30 years for spying on the U.S. for which country?
Repeat that one.
Jonathan Pollard was released from prison today after serving 30 years for spying on the U.S. for which country?
Russia.
Israel. How about the Republican presidential candidate who withdrew from the race this week?
No.
He only had 0.3% in the polls, which means he and I had the same chance of being elected. His name's Bobby Jindal. Interestingly, his dropping out of the race quadrupled his chances of becoming president, because 4 times 0 is 0. Jeremy, let's see how you did here. You got the 3 for Jared Fogle and the 4 for the Salmon. That's a total of only 7 points. Unfortunately, it's below our winning threshold. Unfortunately, even more unfortunate is that it puts you in the punishment threshold. Today, we have a little story for you, or for our punishment music. For 44 years, Carly Simon has not said who her song You're So Vain is about. She's kept it a secret. I think at one point she auctioned it off for like $1 million to tell somebody, but she never told it publicly and told the person that she told it to, you can't tell anybody. But this week she was doing an interview with People magazine, and she finally admitted that the second verse of the song, not the whole song, but the second verse of the song is about Warren Beatty. That's this part right here. Okay, so that's the verse that she says is about Warren Beatty, although she joked to People magazine, of course, Warren, who is vain, thinks the whole song is about him. But whenever I hear You're So Vain, I don't hear the Carly Simon version in my head. I hear the definitive version of the song by the men who played The Odd Couple on television, Jack Klugman and Tony Randall.
Walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls seemed that they'd be your partner. They'd
All right. Hold the rest of it. I have a feeling we may need it. Jeremy, that was all for you.
Cheers, guys.
You're in the right room.
Yeah, turn the fan on.
I'm happy.
Turn the fan on. Have a great weekend, Jeremy. Thanks for playing.
You guys too.
Here's contestant number 2. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm great. This is my first Friday night off in a month. I haven't worked, so I get to finally hear you and play the Harris Challenge.
Well, that's great. I'm glad we could be part of the early start to your weekend. Which category would you like? We have 3 of them here. Well, which one was that is the first category? Or Sports and Showbiz Week is the second category? Or our new third category is Motown Music?
I want Sports and Showbiz, please.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mary. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which singer released her new album 25 this week, but won't allow Spotify, Pandora, and other streaming services to play it?
Katy Perry.
Adele. Which 2 NFL teams have not lost a game this season?
Carolina and...
They cheat. Does that help?
Yes, New England Patriots.
Correct. Who went on the Today Show this week to announce he's HIV positive?
Charlie Sheen.
Correct. Who became the UFC women's bantamweight champion by beating Ronda Rousey last weekend?
Holly Holmes.
Correct. Who has been named this year's sexiest man alive by People magazine?
Oh, David Beckham.
Yeah, just ahead. A lot of people don't know this. Just ahead of Dan Strauss.
Dan.
The perpetual runner-up, Dan.
I got it.
Dan. Always the bridesmaid.
Mary, you almost got them all, except for Adele. You got 14 points. Almost a clean sweep.
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your week. By the way, no flirting with Dan during the prize award, okay?
Oh, all right.
Oh, all the chicks do.
They save that for the Beckhams. thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Paul.
Here's our third contestant. Hello, Cortland.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, welcome to the show. Plug something.
Hey, anybody who's in for ISIS, come to me. I'll cure what ails you. That's how I feel about them. So, go Daesh.
Okay.
Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. That's okay. As long as you didn't say Prophet Muhammad, we'll be okay. Which category would you like? We have, which one was that? Motown music or names you might know?
Let's go with which one is that.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Cortland, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which famous detective made his debut in Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's 1887 story, A Study in Scarlet?
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is right. In 1883, which state became the first in the U.S. to have a co-ed institution of higher learning? Was it Illinois, Massachusetts, or Ohio?
Massachusetts.
It's Ohio, Oberlin College. The three-pointer. Which European capital was the first city in the world to have traffic lights?
London.
Correct. Which Apollo mission was the last one to go to the moon?
17.
Correct. In 1993, what was denied the opportunity to become the 51st state by a congressional vote?
Cuba.
Well,
no, Puerto Rico.
You're changing it to Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
The correct answer is Washington, D.C.
Oh.
But that's okay. You still got the one and the three and the four. Squeaking by with 8 points, Cortland, you're a winner.
Cool.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will move right along to our fourth contestant. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Plug something.
Don't have much on my mind. Hoping for good weather this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be cold weather.
That's what I heard.
Cold weather. And I don't know if you saw Dave Murray's weather special last night, which should have gotten some promotion here on the radio station. I'm surprised it didn't.
Huh.
Dave Murray said last night that it's going to be cold this weekend, but then by Thanksgiving Day, we will have a glacier moving into town. That seems a little extreme to
wow.
me.
Wow. And accurate. Boy, that's...
I am not going to debate with Dave Murray when it comes to weather. Tom, we have two categories left. You can have Motown music or names you might know.
How about names you might know?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. president declared the official end to the Vietnam War?
Pass.
Who was the lead singer of the Go-Go's? You can pass again.
Pass.
Who was sworn in as the first black president of South Africa in 1994?
Nelson Mandela.
Correct. Which composer's Ninth Symphony was performed for the first time in May 1824? I'm sorry?
What?
It was Beethoven. What was the name of Shelley Long's character on Cheers, who made her final appearance as a regular in May 1987? Five seconds. Shelley Long played Diane Chambers. Belinda Carlisle was lead singer of the Go-Go's, and Gerald Ford declared the official end to the Vietnam War. Let's see what you did here. All you got was 3 points for Nelson Mandela, Tom. I'm sorry to tell you, I have to punish you with the Odd Couple as well.
You're so vain.
What do you say?
You probably think this song is about jet. You're so vain.
I don't know.
Junction.
I don't know.
Junction.
I think you're going crazy.
Okay, all right, hold on. Well, that's enough. Save some more just in case we need it for our final contestant. Tom, I'm sorry you didn't win, but thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. And here is our final contestant today. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd be going down to the lake this weekend with my beautiful girlfriend, Andrea.
Oh, okay. Hope you enjoy the cold weather down there.
Yeah, totally.
Well, if you're with your girlfriend, why would you even be outside?
Oh, my.
Andrew, your category is Motown music. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What song did Michael Jackson perform solo on the Motown 25 special in 1984 when he introduced the world to the moonwalk?
Thriller.
What was the song?
Thriller?
No, it was Billie Jean. Whose backup singers were known as the Vandellas?
Roberta Flack.
Martha Reeves. Which Motown group was Levi Stubbs the lead singer for?
Temptations.
The Four Tops. Which group was once known as the Primes? Was it the Temptations, the Supremes, or Boys to Men?
Boys to Men.
The Temptations. Now your last chance. Why? By what name is singer-songwriter William Robinson better known?
No idea.
Smokey?
Smokey Robinson. By the way, the Temptations were the Primes, and for a while, the Supremes were actually known as the Primettes. They were seen as the female version of the Temptations at Motown.
How old are you, Andrew?
I'm 24.
Okay.
Perfectly in the demo for Motown questions. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Can I say something before you punish me?
Yes, you can.
I've heard this recording of Tony Randall and Jack Klugman singing You're So Vain a million times.
Yeah.
I find it hilarious.
Well, then you'll enjoy the chorus portion of the song.
You got to try harder.
Had me several years ago when I was still quite.
This is the part that's about Warren Beatty.
Would you share that we made such a pretty pair?
Who are those people?
Okay. All right. Oh. Andrew, I got to tell you, I have been using this song as punishment music for more than a quarter of a century. They recorded the song like in 1974, 75, something like that, when the song was a hit for Carly Simon. For some reason, The Odd Couple did a whole album of singing. The rest of it is 1,000 times worse than what you heard, but you wouldn't recognize any of the songs. So I just bring this back every once in a while when it's appropriate. And this week, when she was in the news, seemed appropriate again. But I promise you this, you will not have to hear that again in 2015 under any circumstances.
Thank God.
We'll see.
Andrew, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
And have a happy Thanksgiving as well. The Harris Challenge will return not next Friday, but in 2 weeks when we kick off the month of December with a new Harris Challenge, and you can play along. You can also find old versions of the Harris Challenge, previous editions, if you will, on my website, harrisonline.com. And Friday's here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.